We wanted to take a moment to look at some of the more controversial legislation pending or passed by the lame duck legislature. Joining us now via Skype is Gongwer editor Zach Gorchow. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Lester.
So let's look at some of the ballot initiatives. First, the legislature took up the proposal to increase the minimum wage and mandate earned sick time. What did the legislature do with that as it amended it?
Well, on the minimum wage side, they really took the guts out of it in a lot of ways. They extended the period where the minimum wage would rise gradually instead of it hitting $12 an hour by 2022, as the initiative stipulated, it would be 2030. That's really no change at all because there's already an inflation adjuster in the minimum wage. It probably would have hit $12 an hour by then anyways. They also quite significantly returned tipped workers to a lower minimum wage. It would be 38% of the regular minimum wage. The initiative called for tipped workers to be brought up to the regular minimum wage by 2024. On the paid sick time front, instead of earning 1 hour of sick time for every 30 hours worked, it would be 1 hour for every 40 hours worked. And there would be a maximum sick time that you could earn of 36 hours in a year instead of 72. And then very significantly, those working for employers with less than 50 employees would not be eligible under the changes. Under the initiated act, they are eligible.
And of course, those folks who put together that ballot initiative say they're going to be back in 2020. Let's move on to the legislature wanting to tweak the Promote the Vote initiative that was passed by voters. What changes are being proposed there?
To be fair, I would not necessarily call them changes. Remember, Proposal 3 was a constitutional amendment, so they can't change it without amending the Constitution, which takes two-thirds majorities in the House and Senate, plus affirmative vote of the state. What they are doing is trying to fill in areas that weren't defined in the proposal, and the big one there is how same-day registration would be handled. So if you decide you're going to register, you haven't registered to vote, and it's Election Day, and under the constitutional amendment, now you could do that. You could register to vote on Election Day instead of having to do it 30 days before the election, like previous law was. The constitutional amendment didn't say how that would be done. The bill that's moving says, if you want to register to vote on Election Day and vote on Election Day, you got to go to your local clerk's office to register and then take a receipt to the polling place to show your proof of registration. Most of the states that have same-day registration let you register at the polling place itself. So this would be quite a bit different than how most states do it.
Let's talk about the Voters, Not Politicians constitutional amendment. That was the anti-gerrymandering proposal approved by the voters. It also is subject to some tweaks, let's say, from the legislature. What do they want to do?
Again, they can't change the proposal because it is a constitutional amendment, but they can try to fill in areas they think the proposal doesn't define. And the main one they're really looking at is to spell out what it means to be affiliated with a political party. You know, the people who would serve on the commission to oversee the drawing of the maps are supposed to, you know, four of them are supposed to be Democrats, four of them are Republicans, and five of them are independents. So the bill attempts to define what does it mean to be a Democrat or a Republican, and how do you, you know, what would it mean to be an independent? The issue here is the Voters Not Politicians group that passed the proposal says the proposal is self-executing and thus cannot be affected in any way by statute. So if that bill does pass and get signed into law, I'm sure there will be a fight over that. The bill itself is not particularly dramatic, but I think what's happening here is Voters Not Politicians wants to prevent the proverbial camel's nose under the tent, that if this goes through and becomes law, what else might those opposed to the commission idea try to do in the future?
There are a couple of bills that would limit the powers of the incoming governor, secretary of state, the attorney general. The Democrats are calling this a power grab by the Republican-led legislature. What kind of changes are being proposed here?
Well, for the secretary of state, the power over campaign finance would be taken away and put in the hands of a new bipartisan commission. It would be a huge change. The secretary of state has always had power over regulating the campaign finance system. Then you have another bill that says the House and Senate would have an automatic right to intervene in a state court in a case involving state law or the state constitution. Right now, that's really reserved to the governor, the governor's departments, and the attorney general. So you could have a situation like with the repeal of the prevailing wage law, where the governor and attorney general decide, you know what, since this has been sued and the constitutional challenge is being made, we could just decide to settle this and kind of settle it in the way that the unions would like, or drop our defense of it because we agree it's unconstitutional and then thus unenforceable. This would allow the legislature, still under Republican control, to intervene in court and defend the law in the way they see fit and make the arguments that perhaps the attorney general and the governor's attorneys will not make.
That is Zach Gorchow. He's editor at Gongwer News Service. One more week, Zach. You might get some sleep after that.
Yeah, it feels like one more year, not one more week. We'll see.
All right. Thank you much.
All right. Thanks, Lester.
We recorded that interview earlier, and Zach called to say he misspoke about the leave time. The bill, as signed by the governor this afternoon, will give workers 1 hour of paid sick time for every 35 hours worked, with a maximum of 40 hours a year.